Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, March 12th, I hope you're well. Coming up:
if there is a lot of snow, please be careful, put your trip off.
Batten down the hatches for bad weather, and Donald Trump dials up the rhetoric on Iran. Plus we've all the other news making the headlines, and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the entire country is under a status yellow wind warning until 6 o'clock this evening. A separate yellow rain warning will be in effect for 21 counties until 3 p.m. The warning will cover counties Cavan, Donegal, Monaghan, Clare, Kerry, Limerick, Tipperary, Dublin, Kildare, Laois, Longford, Louth, Meath, Offaly, Westmeath, Wicklow and all of Connacht. Met Éireann says strong and gusty southwesterly winds could cause difficult travelling conditions with displaced debris and fallen trees. Some lying snow is possible across higher ground and there could be wintry showers of snow tomorrow. Irish adventurer Pat Falvey has issued a warning to inexperienced hikers who might be headed for the hills.
You know, you'd want to have experience at it. Like, there's a number of rescues have occurred with people going up, just thinking they're going for a hill walk, and then ending up on snow and ice and finding it very hard to get back. And a number of people actually panic on it as well. It's one thing getting to the summit of any hill or any mountain. It's another thing getting back down.
Oil prices have risen again, going above $100 a barrel for a second time in a matter of days. It's despite the International Energy Agency announcing the release of hundreds of barrels from emergency reserves in the hope it'll stem increases prompted by the Middle East crisis. Meanwhile, there have been further Iranian attacks on ships in the region overnight. US President Donald Trump says he has no intentions of letting up on Iran, calling the conflict an excursion. He told a crowd at a rally last night the US had knocked out 54 Iranian ships in 2 days and virtually destroyed the country's navy. He also claimed Operation Epic Fury would substantially reduce oil prices around the world by the time he's done. The US president was asked if the country was at war or if this was more of an excursion.
Well, it's both. It's both. It's an excursion that will keep us out of a war. And the war is going to be, for them it's a war. For us it's turned out to be easier than we thought.
A man's been questioned about the murder of a 27-year-old Dublin man more than 2 decades ago. Owen McCarthy's body was discovered near Woodland in Wicklow on the 4th of November 2005. News Talk's Tina Gates reports.
Garthy began a murder investigation 21 years ago when Owen McCarthy was found shot dead at the Wicklow Gap. At the time, it was thought the 27-year-old from Ashwood Park, Llandochan, was killed at the scene, which was a gateway to an area of forestry between Glendalough and Hollywood. Last night, Garthy, investigating his death, arrested a man in his 40s. He's been held at a Garda station in the eastern region as investigations continue.
A man will appear in court this morning charged with the murder of Ellie Flanagan. The 45-year-old was detained as part of the investigation into the death of the 23-year-old. He's been charged with murder and possession of an offensive weapon with intent. He's due to appear before Strabane Magistrates Court. Ellie was found dead in Enniskillen on Saturday. Her funeral mass will take place at St Michael's Church in the town tomorrow. How you do in school depends on where you come from. New research suggests the social mix of children's schools and the neighbourhoods they live in have an effect on their academic achievements. A report from the Economic and Social Research Institute shows current DESH supports for schools in disadvantaged communities are not enough to bridge the gap. Research professor at the ESRI, Emer Smith, says family background, social class, financial strain and family type all affect school outcomes.
We do need to create the conditions to engage in learning. We need to remove barriers like family deprivation, to look at supports for parents facing mental health difficulties or addiction. And we need to be proactively working with deprived areas to improve their living conditions.
An inmate has appeared in court in the UK charged with murdering Ian Huntley in a high security prison. 43-year-old Anthony Russell is accused of killing the Soho murderer in HMP Frankland last month. Sky's North of England correspondent Greg Milam was at the court.
He only spoke to confirm that he could hear and understand what was going on and to confirm his name and date of birth. His case now has been sent to the Crown Court. Huntley was serving a life sentence for the murders of the 10-year-olds Holly Wells and Jessica Chapman.
In entertainment news, Barry Keoghan says he drew on his own experience of an absent father for his role in the new Peaky Blinders film. The actor plays Erasmus Duke Shelby, the abandoned son of Cillian Murphy's character Tommy Shelby. Keoghan thinks leaning into the character's childhood helps humanise him. The Netflix spin-off film comes out next Friday. And in sport, tributes have been paid to one of Ireland's greatest ever athletes, Ronnie Delaney, who has died at the age of 91. The 1956 Olympic champion has been remembered as a role model for athletes both at home and abroad. Aidan Delaney reports.
Straight they go, and Houston is holding on, and Delaney is up with him, and the German Richtenheide is there, and Delaney is going to win for Ireland, and up comes Landy, and Houston is beaten, and Delaney is going to win, and Richtenheide.
That's the sound of the BBC commentary from Melbourne in 1956, when Ronnie Delaney wrote himself into the history books. The Arklow native moved to Dublin as a child, but found his calling as a runner when moving to America to attend the famous Villanova University. His first achievement of note was making the final of the 800 metres at the 1954 European Championships in Bern before breaking the 4-minute mile 2 years later. That led to him being selected for the Games Down Under when he bested local favourite John Landy to take the gold medal in the 1500 metres final. He also won bronze in the same event at the 1958 European Championships and enjoyed a remarkable run of success on the international circus. The runner at heart retired early from the sport before coming home to serve as the president of the Irish Olympian Association until recent years. But he says those around him never let the fame get to his head.
Thank God to the dub who said to me one time when I was walking down the quays, he looked at me and he said, Delaney, he says, I never saw anyone get so much mileage out of winning a bloody medal.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.